I started out here just wanting to talk about some of my favorite books, but being a booktuber has led to so much more. Here's my top 10 benefits of being a booktuber. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages. I'm Jim, the father of this father and son show where we talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, I'm talking about being a booktuber and the top 10 things that I've discovered as benefits of doing this interesting video content creation experience. If you like what I have to share today, be sure to hit the like button. We hope you subscribe. So there are things I've discovered, and I just want to share with you. I think they're kind of cool, the things I've experienced by becoming part of this BookTube community. I made a top 10 list. Let's just get to it. What am I talking about? Number 10, not everyone's going to share this one, but I get more time with my son. Since Zach and I decided to do this together, I mean, it was my idea, but I asked him, hey, would you create content with me? Could we put together a channel talking about books that people might enjoy? And he said, yes, it means we actually schedule time together. Now, we started this during the pandemic, like a lot of people did. But since then, he's moved to Texas. He's over 1,000 miles away from me, but we still schedule time to spend hours online together, just talking books, life, whatever else comes up. And that's been cool. I do love my son. He's quirky, nerdy, and fun. Kind of a better reflection of me. So that has been a great benefit of being a booktuber. I have a regular connection still with my son. Number 9, my wife is reading more. Now, obviously, since I'm preparing content here, I have to have material to work with, so I read a lot. It's always something I've enjoyed doing, but I'm driven now to keep moving through the books. Well, if I'm reading a lot, my wife's got to do something, and she does like to read. But since I'm sitting with books, it encourages her to do the same. Most evenings, that's how we finish the day. I'm sitting here, she's sitting there. We might have glasses of wine in between us, and we're enjoying great books. Sometimes, she's even reading books that I recommended now, like I did get her through the whole Wheel of Time. Yes, only took 30 years of encouragement. But it's great to see. I'm influencing my wife to want to read more than she used to. It's such a great distraction and stress reliever, getting away in good books. Number 8, I am taking tons more time for reading. I've always loved to read, but there was a chunk of time in between my younger adult life and now where I got a little too busy, too work-driven, too focused on other tasks, and I was always reading, but it got marginalized. I wasn't reading nearly enough. During that time, I missed a lot of books. There's great content, especially in fantasy fiction, that showed up while I was not paying attention. I'm playing catch-up. That's why I have a to-be-read list of over 1,400 books. These are so many that I want to read, and new ones keep coming out all the time, so I'm cramming it in as much as I can, reading at least 3 books at once all the time, and it's delightful to have so much to read. Number 7, people give us books for free. I mean, there are lots of ways you can get good books without having to pay much, especially if you like audiobooks or ebook versions. I prefer reading on Kindle, so that keeps the price down already. But since we're making content, we're reviewing books out here on BookTube, on YouTube, authors come to us and say, hey, I've got a book that's about blah, blah, blah. You might like to read it. Can I send you a free copy? Yes. I love having a chance to read a book before other people do and share the love of what I've discovered. Thankfully, you know, of all the books people have sent to us, only one didn't work for me. That was a moment I grieve. I wanted to like it. But so many people have written great, wonderful books. And again, since we're making content on BookTube, they're happy to provide us a copy. You guys are awesome, and we're happy to review your books. Number 6, I have a hobby that never quits. There's always another book to read. there's always something else to talk about on YouTube. I have endless hours I can pour into this and never run out of things to do. It's not like, you know, my hobby is woodworking and I run out of wood, or jogging and I'm too tired to jog now. I'm never too tired to read. That's part of doing my hobby. Okay, that's not true. I am too tired to read when the Kindle drops out of my hand and falls on my face in bed. Too tired to read now. But, you know, those moments are minuscule. And with audiobooks, I can read while I'm driving. I can read while I'm washing the dishes. I can read while I'm exercising. So I can do this hobby all the time, and it's always interesting. And this video is demonstrating that it's also about learning, because I'm trying to add in extra features here to make the video more interesting for you. Let me know if you're liking it. But that's part of my learning curve with this hobby. Again, the hobby never quits. There's always more I can do. Number five, I've gotten to meet real authors. Okay, authors for me are like celebrities. I thought about writing a book at one time. It probably never would have succeeded. I had a brilliant idea, but it was probably only brilliant in my own head. But I've got people I know that I've interviewed on our channel that have books out there that people are buying that I've bought and enjoyed. That's a cool thing to actually meet authors. We have our active presence on Twitter, and authors will like or even comment on the things that I've said about their books. That right there is a rush. But when I get a chance to talk to them one-on-one in an episode, I'm trying not to fanboy too much. You know, this is, wow. To have the chance to actually meet authors is a real high for me still. So thank you to those of you who have done that. And the rest of you, if I reach out, please say yes. Please, please. Number four, besides authors, we've met a lot of new people through the BookTube community. And I feel like we've made friends. A few of them I've actually even met in real life, but forget what they say. Internet friends can be real friends. Some of you have been engaging with me for years now through our content, through our shared interests in books and other kinds of fiction content. We have things in common. We can chat. We kind of know each other. If I saw you somewhere, I wouldn't be worried you're about to stab me. I think I could trust you. Don't ask for money for that bridge in Nigeria, though. I'm still not buying that. My circle of friends have grown significantly through BookTube. And that's fun. I like knowing new people. I like having new people that I can interact with. I love going on other people's channels and being part of their videos. That's fun, too. It's, again, part of my hobby. Number three, this has helped me discover new books. Not that I didn't have enough books to read already, but I have come across books I probably never would have found on my own before. I'm reading through Malazan Book of the Fallen right now. I'm book eight, Toll the Hounds. I'd never heard of it before I got on BookTube. Malazan? Nope. Just hadn't caught my radar. So I got that one from Fantology. Thank you, Stephen. You're the first one to mention that to me. So, wow. I'm discovering all these new books and my life is richer. As they should be for you. Keep checking out our channels. We throw these new books at you too. Number two. Okay, I only have two left. These are the biggest. Number two is, oh man, the rush of a video that hits it big. You know, when I have a video, and we only have a few of them so far that go up over 1,000 views, that's a high, man. Well, a lot of our videos are still, you know, in the 50 to 100 views range. We think they're good, but YouTube's algorithm is not helping us out sometimes, but we have those few that shoot up. More and more of them lately have been doing that, but it just gives you a rush and you want more. You need another fix. So chasing that high has become a passion, a fun. I want to get those kind of views because you like the videos, because the content is that good. So I'm going to keep trying to amp up my quality. And I'm a little competitive, so I'm going to push to get there and to really attract as many people who will find our content and love it, because that's what it's here for. Finally, number one benefit of being a BookTuber is knowing that I've made a difference for other readers. I tell you, it's something special when any of you have watched a video and you give me comment back about how much you appreciate learning about a new book, or how a recommendation that we made to you really paid off, or just having the opportunity to know somebody else out there liked what you loved and we can engage. That's fantastic. And if I've influenced you to try new books and you fall in love with them, or even just to read a little bit more, that's a high. That's success. I've influenced your life for the better, and I'm in a happy place. That's the number one benefit of being a BookTuber. You give me a chance to influence your life for the better. So thanks for that. Now, I have a question for you before I wrap up. We're trying to up, you know, the quality of our content, and I want to just seriously ask you about what you're looking at right now. For years, we've put a frame around our solo videos. You can see it. The same frame is there when Zach and I are both up here, and it's going to stay there for those types of moments, but at least for now. But on a solo video, would you rather see the frame go away? We could. I mean, I could just be just me. A lot of times I'll still use a green screen with a cool background to match the content that I'm bringing that day. But when I've done that, I've still had this frame of the books that we were reading right now or recently read. It's been our thing, but maybe it shouldn't be. Tell me what you think. Do you like the frame? Do you want the frame to go? Is it a distraction? Is it not something you'd appreciate? Would you like more of me on the screen? Just push these borders out. Let us know. We'd love your feedback. Put it down in the comment box. And while you're there, comment about anything else that you'd like to say today. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.